welcome to the Giants Facebook page. It's time for another edition of On the Line. I'm Paul Dottino. He is two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. We are Dotson Deal, of course, and we're going to be here now for the next several minutes to take your questions and your comments about the New York Football Giants as we discuss their preparations for Sunday's game against the San Francisco 49ers out on the left coast. Now, David, obviously the Giants came back from the bye week last weekend, and it did not go well for them. This seems like it's another one of those games they just got to flush.
No question. I mean, this is one that you're going to have to learn from the film and make sure that in when you have those loses, don't lose the lesson. Learn from this game. Learn the way that you can bounce back from this one. Figure out what you need to do offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise to play in coinciding with each other, playing in harmony, and go out to San Francisco and play your best football. Because if you do not and you show up the same way that you did this Sunday, perception and the reality are going to continue to show up.
All right, David. Now, the best thing that I thought that happened in the Rams game, which they may be able to use this weekend against San Francisco, is the power running game again.
Yeah.
Now, they had to get away from it early because they got down, but Orleans Darkwa had over 70 yards rushing, and he really seems to have found a groove.
And that's something that you need to do offensively for this Giants team. When you have the injuries at the skill positions like they have, you have to maintain balance, and you cannot become one-dimensional. So running the football in this game is going to be huge, and the San Francisco 49ers defense have given up big chunk yardage and big explosive plays on that side of the ball as long as you can stick to it.
Now, we talked a couple of weeks ago about getting that power running game going, and it has been better in the last month. But let me ask you this. Shane Smith is on the practice squad right now.
Yeah.
Since the wide receiving core is so depleted and you know you have to lean more on the run, might they be better off putting a fullback on the active roster?
And that's going to be the interesting thing when they're moving forward here. Obviously, he is back on practice squad, and we'll see if they bring him up this week. But if you can control the ground game, if you're able to get a tight end or and fullback rolling so that you can get downhill, number one, you dictate the tempo of the football game on the road. But two, what else are you going to do? You're going to start getting a C.J. Beathard quarterback that isn't going to have a lot of time, maybe not a lot of snaps, that may be, number one, inaccurate, but may be careless with the football like we've seen this season.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo, who they just got in that trade a couple of weeks ago from the Patriots, is still the backup, at least as
yes.
we speak. Come on, folks, give us your questions and your comments. We'll try to rapid fire right through them. Michael has our first one of the day. He wants to know who the breakout surprise player could be for the Giants against the Niners.
Well, one of the things that you see when you look at this Niners team is they've had a lot of moving parts trying to stem from the 3-4, what they used to run, now into Robert Saleh's 4-3 hybrid. So they're basically trying to run that same type of Seattle system. But in this game, the slot receivers, whether it's Evan Ingram, Sterling Shepard, creating one-on-ones up against their linebackers who aren't cover guys or their safeties. They've been up and down all year. Now Jimmy Ward's on IR. He's been hurt all year. Eric Reed has been up and down all year. Jaquaski Tartt has had big plays, but he's also been burned for big plays. So this is an area where that slot position at that those two guys, whether it's Shepard or Ingram, can have big impacts in this game.
David, our good buddy Kaiser from Yonkers wants to know what the Giants need to do to keep Carlos Hyde in check. He has been a dual threat for them out of the backfield as well as running the ball.
He has, and this is a team in the 49ers that I've called two of their games. I've had them at Seattle and at Arizona, and the one thing that the Giants defense has to do, attack the inside of the pocket and the right side of their offensive line. Daniel Kilgore is a center. He's a veteran. He's played a lot of football, but he doesn't stand up against power on his left. Same thing with Brandon Fusco, their right guard. Same thing. Has given up a lot of pressures. And Trent Brown, the right tackle, have had a lot of penalties. And when he gets tired, his technique goes to the wayside, and he gets beat inside a lot on pass rush moves. So that is definitely an area that you need to attack. Also, if you could shut down Pierre Garçon, who is their number one receiver. If you can shut him down, that makes a lot of things easier for the way that you are defensively trying to disguise coverages and schemes up against this offense.
Now, Beathard's been the quarterback for a couple of weeks in San Fran after Hoyer got taken out. And now, of course, he was since released. But Kittle, the tight end, played with him at Iowa.
Yes.
So it seems to me you've got to watch out for that combination.
There is. Coming into the NFL, Kittle was known as kind of the blocker, not really as a receiving tight end. But if you can look back at the way that Kyle Shanahan used Jacob Tammy in Atlanta, they're trying to use Kittle that same exact type of way. So there is that cohesion. There is that mesh between the quarterback and the tight end. But also, you know, in a young quarterback, he's going to go through his progressions. He really doesn't have a safety blanket right now. So you know that what is he trying to do? He's trying to manage the game and not make mistakes.
All right, now John comes to us with a good one here because Tavares King last week, David, against the Rams, caught his first regular season touchdown pass since he's been in the NFL. He wants to know what can we expect from him this week?
Well, you could expect big things and hope that he takes advantage of more opportunities that he'll get in this football game. And if you look at their defensive backfield, we already talked about their safeties, but their corners, Dante Johnson and Kawan Williams right now, Rashad Robinson got traded to the Jets. He was their starter. Now these two move in. This is a team that cannot play trail technique. They have to keep everything in front of them. They want to play the sticks and make sure that they try to get negative plays on first and second down with their players up front, whether it's DeForest Buckner or Solomon Thomas. They need those negative plays to get moving forward.
All right. Now, John, no, not John, but it's Art this time. And keep him coming, folks. We're going to be here for a few more minutes. He's got a question. He wants to know who's the offensive MVP of the Giants so far. I'm going to give you three choices, David.
Okay.
I'm going to give you Justin Pugh because he's played all over the line.
Yep.
I'm going to give you Evan Engram because he's been one of the star rookies in the league this year. Or I'm going to give you somebody off the board, player C.
I'm going to give you Evan Engram because he's the only one that you mentioned that has played in every single game this season. And you know that with him continuing to make advances in this offense, continuing to build confidence in himself and the system around him, once these other pieces start coming back together and people are healthier and Sterling Shepard starts getting those targets and catches that he needs, you're going to see Evan Engram explode.
You know, I think it's important to note that not only has Engram had a really good rookie season for the Giants, but I think Dalvin Tomlinson, the second-round defensive tackle out of Alabama, he's been a regular guy in that rotation, and I think he has played good football.
Well, people were wondering, how are you going to replace Jonathan Hankins? Well, you brought it in with the pick of the best run-stopping defensive tackle in the draft, and that was Tomlinson. The thing that I love to see now is now he's stacking and disengaging. Early on, you saw him thinking a little bit too much, and instead of just reacting and playing, now with the confidence that he has, with the reps and the experience that he's getting this year, you see him stacking, shedding at the line of scrimmage, and playing more versatile and playing free.
Well, he's probably playing more games right now this year than he ever played in one single college
Absolutely.
Season when you combine the preseason as well. Well, that'll do it for this edition of On the Line. He's David Deal. I'm Paul DeTito. We'll see you next week on the Giants Facebook page.